If you have a young person at home who's particularly interested in science, you might want to pay attention to our next guest. And I'm going to ask our next guest to introduce herself.
Hi, thanks, Larry. I'm Kathleen Schwend, and I am a junior at Arroyo Grande High School and the coordinator of the Central Coast Regional Middle School Science Bowl.
Science Bowl. Well, Kathleen told me that the U.S. Department of Energy has been sponsoring a national Science Bowl for several years. Quite a few years, as a matter of fact. And Kathleen's organization is organizing a regional Science Bowl. And she's looking for students to form teams to participate in the regional Science Bowl. So, what, Kathleen, is a Science Bowl?
Well, on a broader level, the Science Bowl, I think, is an answer to a need that we have in our community, which is more fun academic competitions. But on a more specific level, the Science Bowl is a middle school Jeopardy-style science and math competition where teams of five face off in a fast-paced question and answer format.
So Jeopardy. So they do in the Jeopardy format, so they give you the answer and you have to come up with the question?
Well, it's kind of like the proctor or the moderator will give you a question and then different teams. It's the first round is every man for himself and then you have to answer the question and the first one to buzz in gets the answer right. Kind of like in Jeopardy where you have buzzers in front of you and you get points for buzzing in and getting the correct answer.
And the U.S. Department of Energy runs this on a national basis, and you're looking to set up a regional competition, is that right?
Yes, there is actually over 50 regional competitions in the United States involving thousands of students, and the Central Coast didn't have one, and one of my visions is to have more academic competitions, so I applied and I was accepted to run one. And since it is put on by the Department of Energy, the winner of our local competition will receive an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C., to represent the Central Coast at the national level. So a very cool opportunity.
And the winner would be a team from a school.
Exactly. So our region is quite large. And
how big?
Exactly. It involves Kern County, Santa Barbara, Monterey, and San Luis Obispo.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, did you do this last year, or this is the first year you've done it?
This is the first year
that we did it.
Yes.
All right. And when do you plan on the regional competition taking place, actually?
It's going to be March 1st, 2014, and it's taking place at the Arroyo Grande High School campus starting at roughly 10 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. So I want to put together a team. I'm going to San Luis Obispo High School, for instance, and I want to put together a team. What kind of people should I be looking for? How many people do I need? Do I need any alternates?
Well, it is open to all middle school students, private, public, and home, who like to have fun and especially who like to be challenged. So teams are made of 4 to 5 students and you do need a coach, but the preparation is relatively minimal since you can use all of your background knowledge that you already have.
And who sets up the questions at the regional level?
The Department of Energy gives us a set of questions. We do review them and make sure that they are appropriate for the age level and just to make sure that all the answers are accurate.
And the best preparation for this is just to have taken science courses in middle school and in elementary school?
Exactly. That's why it's so great and it's open to everyone. I would only suggest going over the format because it is a little bit different. For example, the multiple choice, instead of being A, B, C, D, it's W, X, Y, Z. So just learning the format of the questions would be a great way to prepare.
And are you going to be on a team?
This year, my focus is running one and being the coordinator for that. So.
All right. So people would like to find out more. And how can they find out more?
Well, you can go to science.energy.gov to sign up a team or get more information. Spaces are limited. It's first come, first serve. And we have teams from a broad area of regions interested. But we don't have that many local schools. So, and I'd love to showcase what the Central Coast has to offer. So again, go to science.energy.gov and sign up a team.
All right. Kathleen Schwend, this sounds like this has been pretty exciting. And I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so much, Larry. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to let the Central Coast know about this awesome event.
Our pleasure. You've been listening to Issues and Ideas. I'd like to very much thank our guests, Pavel Ogren, SLO County's Public Works Director and Water Guru, Dr. Kevin Walters, President of Allen Hancock College, and Kathleen Schwend, a student at Arroyo Grande High School. For KCBX, I'm Larry Rutter.